as far as, you know, introducing foods in general, they start with ghee, with Ayurveda, which is so beautiful. Like when the baby transitions from breast milk into food, and in Western culture, we start with a grain, which grains have, they're drying. They have a dry quality on the body, and that's constipating. It's so interesting that in Ayurveda, right, they start with, what do they start with? A laxative, right? Like, let's lubricate this digestive tract, just like with women after, immediately after postpartum. Like, the first, the whole idea of being immediately postpartum is you're rebuilding your body. And the same thing is, like, as the baby's transitioning from breast milk to food, it's like that ghee, it's like this idea of literally lubricating the digestive tract so that whatever comes in is going to be able to slide out, that the waste is going to be able to slide out. And so that can be really helpful. Also, a lot of people give, in Western culture, give a lot of bananas to babies. And that can be fine, but in general, like, bananas will have a heaviness and a density. They are very high in the glycemic index and are better taken in the morning than in the afternoon or the evening. I would never give a child or a baby bananas for lunch or dinner, because it's just gonna be much harder on the Agni. It's much more of a morning food. And, you know, and the same thing too with babies, with not really having cold foods at all, making sure nothing is cold, but having everything gently warmed, having a little bit of oil in it and gently spiced, going to make it a lot easier on digestion and absorption. And anytime we focus on digestion and absorption, that means that you're basically ensuring that the baby's body is going to be able to build intelligent tissue instead of clogging channels. And clogged channels, you'll see the results in terms of whiteness on the tongue, mucus in the nostrils, constipation, dry skin, or itchy skin. So there's some really very obvious ways of sort of like seeing how things are going. Some of the best foods are going to be the, you know, cooked root vegetables and some of the sweeter green vegetables. So cooked root vegetables in particular, carrots, sweet potatoes, yams, the winter squashes. In terms of the greens, zucchini, cooked zucchini, cooked sweet peas, but those are going to be the much more gentle than anything like cooked spinach, which is a nightshade, which is hard to digest, cooked kale, which is in the cruciferous family, which adds to colic very easily. So we really just go with like the most easy, gentle, and, you know, making sure that the food for babies is cooked fresh daily. And a lot of people don't do this. A lot of people do the what's convenient. And, you know, at this point, I know all you guys don't buy the Gerber's organic stuff from the grocery store, that you make your own baby food. But a lot of people will go with the convenience of just making food in batches and freezing it. And in general, there's not as much prana in the food. It's going to congest the channels, and you're either going to get colic or constipation or just less absorption, and in general, any of the digestive issues easily lead to things like waking up more frequently during the night because the nervous system's unbalanced and there's not this deep grounding in the digestive tract. So there's big consequences for your nighttime sleep. It might just seem like, well, I can't do that, you know, like it's just too overwhelming. Life's complicated enough. I'm a working mom. I have a toddler. I'm going to have a six-month-old baby, and I just can't do it. But what I just sort of stress is, like, what really is in the realm of the possible? Like, what needs to shift so that you are able to simplify cooking so that you can do it daily, or that someone in the household can do it daily?